Sometimes it's the seemingly most benign, most innocuous passages of Scripture that pack the greatest punch. Today, we're going to look at one of those. Get ready for the punch. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Whilst David eventually became Israel's greatest king, as a young lad, he was considered to be the runt of the litter. 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning at verse 17. One day, Jesse said to his son David, "Take this basket of cooked grain and these 10 loaves of bread to your brothers in the camp. Also take these 10 pieces of cheese for the officer who commands your brother's group of 1,000 soldiers. See how your brothers are doing. Bring back something to show me that your brothers are all right. Your brothers are with Saul and all the Israelite soldiers in the valley of Elah. They are there to fight against the Philistines." Early in the morning, David had another shepherd take care of the sheep while he took the food and left as Jesse had told him to. David drove their wagon to the camp. The soldiers were going out to their battle positions just as David arrived. The soldiers began shouting their war cry. The Israelites and the Philistines were lined up and ready for battle. So, David's brothers were numbered amongst the mighty warriors of Israel, ready to do battle, while he was reduced to the ignominious task of delivering their lunch. You may well know how this story unfolds. The Israelites were terrified of the Philistines, who had a giant Goliath on their side. But David takes him on, slays him, and eventually becomes king of Israel, from runt to ruler. Now for the punch. David would never have become king had he not been prepared to deliver the lunch. Those who are too big for the small jobs are invariably too small for the big ones. That's God's word fresh for you today. Isn't it amazing what God can do in us and through us when we hope in Him? That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called More Hope Than You Can Ever Imagine. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.